Hello and welcome to Off The Shelf, Australia's weekly Transformers podcast. This is episode 20. We're recording on July 11th, 2015. I am Jason. Joining me tonight, we have Brad. Say hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Excellent. And we also have Bill.
Hello.
Oh my God, Bill's just busted everyone's earphone levels. Bill, say hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
How are you going, guys?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, how's it going? It's been a while since we've had the three of us on a podcast together.
Definitely has. Nothing much, right? Same old.
It's been an interesting week. An interesting couple of weeks, actually. We've had BotCon and SDCC, and we'll get to some of those events later. But,
there's been a lot of stuff happening. We have some admin stuff that we should get out of the way before we start the podcast off.
Exterminate.
just in case anyone's unaware, in the pre-show we seem to have fallen into the guise of a Doctor Who podcast. I do apologize, but you know, there's kind of a bit of a crossover between Transformers and Doctor Who anyway. If you look at some of the plot lines and maybe some of the way the villains think. But anyway, Transformers Collectors Club Australia is on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/TransformersCCA. If you're an Australian listener to Off The Shelf, and if you are, then we thank you. Come and join us there and you can discuss these stories and more. International listeners, unfortunately the group is for Australians, but you can join us on the Off The Shelf Facebook page. That's right, our podcast has its very own little Facebook page, and you will find a link to that in the show notes. We're also on Twitter at TransformersCCA, and you can find us on our website at www.autobotheadquarters.net/WPAuto.
Well said.
Thank you very much. And this is why I get paid the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brad, we need to talk about that check.
I swear it's in the mail.
Do you take nuggets?
Yeah, actually, I do.
All right.
So just a reminder, you can become a paid and proud member of the Transformers Collectors Club of Australia for just $5. You can send a message to that guy over there, Brad.
Hi.
Say hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
To get your membership underway, funding this kind of comedy routines and more. Membership fees do, however, seriously go to the purchase of raffle prizes, and we do have raffles in the club, participation at conventions like Supernova and Nerdmania, which just happened on the weekend, and more. So, Brad, can you give us a member count update, please? I feel like this should be like a TV game show where I like crossover. Adriana, can you please tell us, you know, give us an update on the board?
Well, thank you, Jason, this week. We skipped a week. Last week we had the members drive and we had the members giveaway. We gained 32 people new members.
Excellent.
In that. Congratulations to Shane Schultz, Eric West, and...
Andrew Ho, you fool! I'm fired. Jeez, what do we pay you for?
For winning your free figures, that worked out well. We've got some more members on the thing, and today we got an extra one, so that should be 123. And because of Nerdmania today, we've picked up 8 new members.
Fantastic. So
on the social side, so
that puts us shockingly close to 1,200. And I remember a point where we were like, "When are we going to hit 1,000?" And we've blown through that like by almost a fifth now. So
yeah. More importantly, when most of Australia was celebrating the New Year, we were at 600. So we have almost doubled that in 6 months.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, Brad, you mentioned earlier that some things occurred in Nerdmania, which is a new regional convention that occurred in Shepparton today. Can you give us a bit of a TCCA report on Nerdmania, please?
Yes, this is me reporting on Nerdmania 2015.
Excellent. Let's just get like the news sheet in the background. Welcome to TCCA Reports from Nerd Mania.
TCCA Global News. I assure you that won't be added. it was good last night. We had some of the Melbourne crew up at Benny Broughton's joint in Yumurka. And,
where?
We had in Yumurka.
So I actually know where Yumurka is because when I was at uni, Bill's just going to do that for the rest of the segment. when I was at uni, one of my best friends at uni was from Yumurka, so I've actually been there. But God, it's a tiny town.
Yeah, yeah. But we had wild turkey, we had pizza. I quit the party at quarter to 12, and they were still gone. We enjoyed the first half of Transformers Prime Season 1.
Brad was afraid he was going to turn into a pumpkin.
Yes.
I was afraid I was going to turn the pumpkin into a toilet. And then, yeah, this morning, head down there. I was a little under the weather. Got set up. It was a great day. One thing that came out of sort of Melbourne, then definitely Sydney, was kids come up to the table and sort of grabbing for the MPs and some of the more expensive...
People freaking the hell out.
Yeah. Yep.
And, what? You let your six-year-old touch a Polion? Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah. And the last sort of week or two, I've been building up a cache of movie legend figures, some movie deluxes.
Oh, and that's stuff no one cares about.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff that I can get for cheap.
So basically, what did you organise the table like sort of like military ranks, where like the sacrificial pawns were at the front of the table so the kids could grab them?
We had everything lined up at the very front of the table. Like if you bumped the table, they would have fallen off the front of it. All the sacrificial lambs were at the front, and then we had a lot of G1 stuff and some of the MP stuff Jordan brought up. Hot Rod Rodimus, MP1 or MP4 because he had his trailer. Simon gave over his G1 Shockwave, which we've had a working trigger and working electronics, so the kids definitely liked the woo, 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 woo noise that was making.
It's kind of funny actually because like I have an Energon Scorponok.
Yep.
And like that figure is the worst for sounds. Like, if you look at it funny, it makes a sound. Yeah. I've just removed the batteries from it.
Yeah.
That's like the 07 liter Brawl for me. It had a phantom chip in it. It just sit there and all of a sudden start and start shooting off its missiles and whatever else, and when you weren't even looking at it. So yeah, that happened. And it was good. A lot of the kids that were there at the come up to the table, they grabbed the figure. If they sort of, pretty much, if they were able to transform it, then they got to take it home. So,
nice.
And
this is like the Transformers version of you eat what you kill.
Yeah, and it's sort of one of those things. Like they'll come up and, I don't know, like a lot of them, they'll sort of come running up, and the parents are like, oh shit, stop, don't touch, and we're like, no, it's there. That's what it's there for. Touch, play, do what you want, and they'll sort of playing with it and carrying on and. It was great because they sort of they'd grab a figure and transform it, and then they'd go walking off. And we even had, when I was talking to other people that had tables set up, like I was telling them how we'll give them the figures out, and they were saying, yeah, they've seen these kids just walking around with their heads down transforming these figures and not paying attention to what the parents are looking at on tables. So we probably saved a few people some anguish.
That's
from
great.
kids running up and... They've got themselves a figure to take home, and by the time they get old enough to use Facebook, I don't know where we'll be. But
can I just pause for a second, because you guys have both been to my house? Can I just point out that my cat has just jumped?
Oh, that was a crash.
That was the Titaniums all falling over because Andy decided to jump up in the section where they were. Remember I said he did that? He hasn't done it for a few weeks, but he's done it. I'm looking at you, Andy. Not funny.
He's just
I don't care. Anyway, look, let's move on.
It was a great event. Jim and the crew put on great. I'd have no qualms with what happened there. It was good being a small event, a constant stream of people coming through, and we'll sort of sandwich in between. Well, I thought it was a Doctor Who fan club, but it was Collins Booksellers from Shepparton, which of course have the BBC license, and they were
the Collins Booksellers from Shepparton has the BBC license.
Yeah, well,
they get the BBC stuff, and they had there was an original canine there. Like they wanted about $250 for that, and I don't.
When you say an original, you mean a reproduction canine?
Well, it was the original canine. Whether it's
it was a figure of the original.
Yeah,
design of it. Yeah.
It's cool. Like a remote control or something. Like a remote control canine from. It could have been made last year. It could have been made 20 years ago when that.
It could have been an RC canine KO.
KO, fight.
Oh,
all right. So yeah, it was a great weekend. Looking forward to next year going back. Of course, being the first year, they had free setup, like free. You didn't have to pay for your booth or anything. Next year, it'll depend on. Free. Yeah. Yep. So that was very good. Enjoyed it. I think everyone had a good time. So
someone's just powered up to Super Mario in the background. So I think we should move on. Let's talk a little bit about some YouTube videos because I think we had a couple of videos from Kai McFly at Cool Collectibles, who we seem to keep calling out for making cool YouTube videos in this segment. So he's got two Combiner Wars offerings for us this week. First up is a review of the new Combiner Wars Leader Class Starscream, and the second is the Takara Unite Warriors UW01 Superion gift set, which is Takara's version of Superion, of course. And so he's put a lot of effort in. He's gone and produced all these videos. I've thought of producing video reviews of toys occasionally, and the amount of effort required just boggles the mind. So more power to him for doing it.
Mm. Yeah, and a small disclaimer from last week. As of this recording, Kathleen hasn't got her Devastator up yet. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it's up by the time this is.
excellent.
It's coming. It's coming. And Chris of KL Reviews. He's got me Devastator at the moment. He's going to get that done this week. So we'll make it known when those reviews are up.
Yeah,
you can see what Devastator's really like. And I don't want to come back to Nerd Mania, but we had it was odd. We had probably 6 or 7 people come up to us and say how they just got Devastator from Big W. So Shepparton must have got a pretty big shipment.
I hear Shepparton got devastated.
Yeah.
Bam. All right, cool. So look, guys, if you are a YouTube reviewer and you want to get your name out there, do send us a link and join the club and post your reviews in the club as well, because we always like to take a look at them. Let's have a look at favorite posts. I have a couple of favorite posts. Brad, I know you do, but I don't know if Bill does. So let's go with yours first, Brad. It'll give Bill time to scroll through the group and find a post.
Yeah, it. I wouldn't say it's a favorite post. I'd say it's an interesting post. Sam McLaughlin posted during the week some shots from a Target toy shelf with Combiner Wars. A lot of Combiner Wars, pretty much all Wave 1, and it's just odd that sort of into March, early April... I think they got restocked. Yeah, sort of into March, early April, we had a similar thing where everyone was starting to see Combiner Wars Wave 1, Superion Prime, and all the limbs sort of arrive in stores, and then little did we know that that was where Combiner Wars was going to stop for 3 months. Yeah, you could almost put it down to sort of like Facebook saying, hey, where were you 3 months ago, and having all these photos of Target, Kmart, wherever else, listing Wave 1. But now we're sort of, Meijer, Kmart have all had Wave 2 spotted, and Hasbro's pushing the commercials.
Wave 3 has actually been spotted.
Yeah.
So I
actually think that your theory that you posted on the group a couple of weeks ago might actually be be more correct than you think, which is just that there might not have been enough of these bots to go around.
Yeah, and they've just done an early shipment out and just put whatever they had out. We know there was an issue with shipments with Wave 1, which is why we got drag strip with Superion and not that other white plane.
but what I do think is interesting, though, is that like I got photos from my Singapore friends today just showing like Armada and leader Megatrons and Hotspots and Motormasters just clogging the shelves over there. So, you know, I think next time I go to Singapore, I might bring some Motormasters and Hotspots back for people.
That's, yeah, why not? Yeah, I've been talking to one member that's over there at the moment. I said, if you can bring any of the Voyager torsos back, whether it's Cyclonus, Hotspot, or Motormaster,
Cyclonus is not a Voyager torso. Galvatronus is bullshit. Go on.
okay. But you could bring any of those back, and you could probably post them for $45, $49 retail and sell them.
$600, mate.
Yeah, because it's... I don't understand what the hold up is with the torsos.
I think it's probably just the rate at which things get shipped to Australia from Hasbro. Who knows? I mean, there have been some weird delays with things coming into the country through customs lately as well. So
yeah, and as you said, me thoughts from a couple of weeks ago. Come November, December for Christmas, I don't want to see it, but I can see Wave 2 and Wave 3 sitting on shelves, shelf warming, and same with Devastator.
No, that won't happen. They won't happen because the shelves will still be full of Hero Mashes.
Oh God!
I'm going to move on.
One last thing with that is, I know I heard from SDCC a couple of people that are over there that they are going to be pushing to have Bruticus, which is Wave 6, released by Christmas.
Oh, but that always happens, though. Wave 1 will always come out during Christmas for 2016.
Yeah. So, but who's... Is Victoria on Wave 5?
No, I think it's a separate...
Yeah, it's a separate
box. So, there's two. There's that White Prime with... Is Skylink's...
Possible.
Wave 4 or 5?
We don't know, but we will know by the end of the year. Let's move on, because we are talking about favourite posts. So, I had a couple of selections for favourite posts, because I really liked all the San Diego Comic-Con reveals this week, but the thing that I actually really like the most is actually the pics that are going around of the Mastermind Creations reformatted Spartan. Because they've sat it next to Generation Springer, and that's a figure that I'm a huge fan of, and they go really well together because Wreckers. And so, I'm looking forward to giving Springer someone else to hang out with, because I had to break up him and Cloud Rodimus and put Rodimus in with the Lost Light crew. So Springer's been a little bit lonely, and I will be very happy to put Spartan up next to him. Special mention also goes to the Devastation footage that's come out of SDCC in the last couple of days as well. I'm a little bit concerned about the gameplay, but they've absolutely, utterly nailed the look. I'm going to pull that back from my absolutely and utterly nailed the look. What I think the look of the game is, it's definitely got the G1 cartoon look. But I think it's got the G1 cartoon look as rendered by today's comic artists.
I'd say it's got the movie look.
Well, so yes, I think it has, and there is a distinct difference between the movie look and the cartoon look, because it's got that more detailed shading on it. There was a point in the new gameplay footage that came out when someone turns around and Megatron stands up, and as Megatron was standing up, I was just like, "Oh, that looked a bit chunky." But also, like, it definitely looked like a comic Megatron rather than a cartoon one.
And so, I'll nearly throw the like the bot's transformations is almost like Prime. Transformers Prime. It's sort of they just spin around really fast. Yeah, where G1 they sort of stand there and then sort of collapse down to ground level to transform. Where these ones sort of like jump. Push off with one hand and twist in midair, and all of a sudden they're a car. I do, as we said last week, I love the artwork. the shaded cell artwork is just like the 86th movie, and that looks really good. I'm not convinced with the gameplay and how that's going to work. It still looks like Dragon Ball 2 Shinbuku or whatever it is.
that started in a very different place to where it ended.
The attack style.
The attack style. It doesn't look like they're really paying that much attention to what the bots themselves do for attacks. It's just sort of like, yeah, I'm gonna just like use force on you and stuff.
Yeah, generic double tap, and you do a super punch instead of a normal punch.
I'm happy enough with that because like, I don't really like games that have super complex controls, so I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm actually really happy because I won an Xbox One this week, so I have a machine to play Devastation on, finally.
Nice.
Nice. Well done, by the way.
Thank you.
I got one
by turning up.
I noticed, and this is only me looking on the iPad, but the not 100% G1 accurate models... If I seen right, Prime has twin headlights, not single.
Oh,
yeah, Bumble's got a different back too, so it's not.
He's more of the generations.
Yeah,
I think he's not a V-dub bug. He's like sort of a hatchback.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm thinking that it's probably the art style is probably a little bit more comic than G1 cartoon, but. I think it's close enough to both to appeal to fans of both.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just weird because they have the license.
Mm. I mean, it'll be a good bit of fun for about 6 minutes till you get bored of it. So,
They only give you five characters and whatever else, and you don't play as Con. So,
yeah,
it's all about the DLCs that'll come out of it. I think that'll make it more appealing or not. But at the moment, I'm not going to buy this.
Yeah, neither am I.
Let's go for some news, shall we?
Yes. So,
San Diego Comic-Con is underway as we sit here speaking in our multiple homes in Australia. There's been a few reveals. Hasbro does have a booth, and they've been hosting some events at the con. So we're expecting to get a bunch of news out of it. We weren't expecting to get that much news, given that BotCon happened a couple of weeks ago, and some of the news is slightly recycled from there. But surprise, surprise, there is news. We woke up this morning. What was it? Yesterday morning. We woke up yesterday morning to the news that G2 Superion is a thing. This was actually rumored a couple of weeks ago because someone spotted a blue Superion in the background of some artwork in the background. I think it was while someone was showing off a Devastator set.
It was a Megatron, because we'll focus more on the data he was standing on.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And there was a blue Superion fist in the background.
Yep.
So that is in fact the case. G2 Superion is coming. It will be sold as a gift set on its own, so you won't be able to buy the bots individually, but I think that's probably okay.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Absolutely.
It looks pretty good. So I'm someone who never really paid that much attention to G2, I have to say. Because I didn't really understand why the cartoon didn't have the colouring of the toys and stuff, but yeah.
because it was the original, just seen through the CyberNex Space Cube.
It was. I think that was actually the point at which I started to become cynical. So G2 Menasor also got a look in today as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if G2 Superion looks good, G2 Menasor looks hot.
Absolutely.
Because... There is this awesome purple Brad and I were talking about before. There's this fantastic purple. You see the same sort of purple on Combiner Wars Cyclonus, and it's just, you look at it and it's just like, far out, that looks great.
Yeah, and it won't cost you $27,000 to own either. So.
Exactly.
Has that auction ended yet?
I think I stopped looking at it when it got to $7,000.
Yeah.
Is that where you draw the line?
No, well, I was thinking I'll throw 8 at it, but you know.
Yeah, well, considering the Superion, the original, the other Menasor went for like 28,000. So, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even complete; it didn't have its head or chest piece. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So that's not the only Combiners These figures will come out soon. We don't know if they'll come to Australia or not, but we're fairly sure that our local online retailers will probably import them.
That's it. We'll get the gift set in from Takara, and that's probably the best way to get it. And
absolutely.
Being G2, these are probably the prime candidates to have. Leave it in the gift set and just put it on a shelf somewhere. You don't have to get these ones out to play. We got the retail versions for that, so.
That's right, Bill.
Absolutely.
Okay, so look, there is also there's a bit of other news about there's a new combiner on the block, and she ain't taking no shit from no one. Bam! So first of all, this week we saw the headshot of Victorian. We've seen the comic artwork for a couple of weeks now. But now we've actually seen the head up close. We've seen the entire bot today, actually. So
it was the box art. Yeah, this is sort of delayed. On Friday morning when I put these notes together, we'd only seen the box art, which is a head on the box. So and then
I'm gonna jump down to the Victorian part.
So
Victorian, we saw the headshot first, and now we've actually seen the whole bot. And I think it's fair to say she's been a little bit underwhelming. The old Fembot combiner has a bit of a gaudy color scheme. It's not quite red, but it's not quite pink, and it's not quite purple either, combined with something that's not quite blue. It's sort of a bit aqua. In actual fact, she looks like the Piranacon color scheme, just a little bit
darker.
And it features a complete reuse of molds already seen elsewhere in Combiner Wars line. There are no new bots there. There are, in fact,
they've doubled up on them.
And she will be available as a complete gift set as well, like the G2 Minasaur and G2 Superion sets.
Yeah, so thank you for everybody that voted for those limbs and colors.
Yeah.
Did people actually vote for the colours?
Absolutely. No. There was three options.
Was there?
Yeah, there was a blue, light blue, kind of a sandy beige colour, an orange, grey and blue, and a green, red and white, which Victorian's sporting now.
Because I know they her origin was supposed to be the Sea of Rust, which leads me to believe why that
Does anyone know what the Sea of Rust is?
Oh, only from Transformers Prime. I'm thinking rust colour, but that the colour, the red they've used doesn't match that. It's not sort of orangey enough, but...
No, the fans voted for it, so there you go.
Yeah.
So
Like Superman Returns, and ooh, now this, the fans should stay away from organising things. And God help us for the next 12 Transformers movies that are coming out.
12.
I seen Jurassic World last week. Colin Trevorrow was a fan of the original series, and he stuffed it up.
Okay, we're going to talk about Jurassic World later because
I
disagree. But yeah, there does seem to be, basically, I think it's probably a little bit late to call it because they're packaging these things up and sending them out. But I think Hasbro may have gotten trolled by Transformers fans.
I don't know.
Well, we called bullshit on this to start with because they already were going to do a combiner. Obviously, from what we've seen, they were not going to do a new mold for it. So they're going to take existing molds and go, oh, okay, fans, let's get some input. Okay, it's going to be a female. Well, we get a couple of female heads and that's it. There's no chest plate changes, if I can say that. Oh, see her, Russ.
Are you saying that she's not a member of Breast Force?
Okay,
let's go on.
Yeah, there's no... Okay, she's from the Sea of Rust. Well, there's nothing from the figures that indicates that.
It's because no one knows what it means.
Yeah, yeah. So,
how do you have a character that's from a Sea of Rust anyway?
Well,
he's on the island, man. Come on.
Well, you'd think Junkions.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. Okay. I don't have any frame of reference for what the Sea of Rust is. It's just like someone's just come up with this plot bullshit to put a tack onto a toy.
Well, it's been going on for 30 years, dude.
but it's just like now they've gone, well, yeah, she's from the Sea of Rust. Like, it means something. No, it doesn't mean anything.
Nothing means anything, no.
Well, it was in Fall of Cybertron, and I'm sort of going off that, I'd think either Junkions or... Rejectatron. whoever's been living out there, living off scraps for whatever else, but
they all look like Alpha Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah. With his rescue missiles. Yeah.
All right. So,
but you did, one last thing with Victoria. Yeah. You did make a very good point in the pre-show. It's the first time we've got a uniform colour across the whole of the five bots.
Yeah, because the other combiners kind of look shit.
Yeah.
Well, what about them?
It'll probably display... Yeah, that's true. We weren't... Yeah, this is the combiner stuff, not the... It's... As far as I'm concerned, that Combiner Wars Devastator is not Combiner Wars. That is them putting their money into a G1 or a Masterpiece Devastator, because the person...
But I think it's okay to just say accept Devastator.
Yeah, it's not... It's like, not that's part, good enough. Yeah, it's not part...
You don't have to, like, explain away the membership in the toy line. It's just accept Devastator.
Yeah. One of the designers on it, he's apparently he's been working with the Masterpiece line for a little while, and he, since his induction into the Masterpiece line, he has been pushing for a Masterpiece Devastator. And
hang on, we're talking about Devastator now. It's supposed to be talking about Victorion.
I'm trying to defend it. Alright, there. Yeah, so Victorion uniform colours. Yes, one or two of them have a different head sculpt. We're going to get a cartoon out of it, so maybe it'll be explained in the cartoon.
Yeah, well, let's
we'll get to that.
Let's talk about that in a bit as well.
Yeah.
So look, what I generally am saying about Victorion is I'm seeing some happiness about the head sculpt. People seem to quite genuinely like the head, but there's a bit of unhappiness with the color scheme and also the fact that there's no new molds on offer. And I think those two things, when you put them together, it sort of tends to outweigh it outweighs the good feelings about the head sculpts. And so the general reaction just seems to be a bit meh.
Yeah, we can't buy it anyway.
Yeah, using two separate molds instead of at least getting a new mold in there. Like we've seen, why couldn't they get Groove and make a motorcycle out of it? Make an RC or a Chromia or something and put it in there. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look, there's one other interesting piece that is related to Victorion. Hasbro is apparently going to change the feet on combiners so that they have ankle tilts and they're more pronounced or complete than, as an actual foot, which I think this is great because I think the heels and feet that have been on the combiner so far have been utterly, utterly terrible. And
but these ones are half the size again, just so they can pivot.
I think that's fine. I think it's fine. The amount of extra posability that you'll get out of the combined forms using these feet are going to be great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it. You put it on a bit of an angle so it sort of looks wider than what it is, and you're going to be winning up anyway, so...
So, unfortunately, in Victorian's case, the new feet also have the dubious accomplishment of looking like high heel shoes.
It's only fitting, mate. It's only fitting.
Yeah. So let's see. The Hasbro booth at San Diego Comic-Con also showed off the new Combiner Wars figures that we already knew about. There's Optimus Maximus, Skyrain, Bruticus, and they also had Leader Starscream and Leader Skywarp. They're already starting to hit shelves around the world. But the other bit that we found is that the Technobots are actually coming. They revealed Scattershot, and we were told that he forms the main part of Betatron. That is apparently a trademark that Hasbro has not cared for of late in Computron.
I was going to say, yeah, Computron they don't own anymore.
I can sort of understand that why they might want to avoid calling the combiner Computron, because like back in the 80s, computers are very big, and now it's just sort of more, it's more software and it's more apps, and apps are always in beta. So like Betatron, sure, you know. I can see why they went there, but yeah, whatever. we'll see.
Does that mean the minions we've seen, Buzzsaw, is he going to be iPodotron?
Like what?
iPodotron, yeah. iTron.
Smartphonicus?
don't even bloody give them the idea.
I'm sorry, I'll dig a hole down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, just finally in Hasbro news, there was also a write-up on TFW summarizing the Transformers panel, because Hasbro actually did like a panel, a roundtable discussion kind of thing. There's no plans for Beast Combiners, and there's a vague "we'll see" when they came to talk about doing a deluxe version of Groove, which probably means that Groove is going to get treated the exact same way as Breakneck and Quickslinger, and will come out separately
as an exclusive. Yep.
And, so look to Takara. They'll show.
Oh, it's inevitable.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so just because we can't let a Hasbro news section go past without mentioning the big green guy, the San Diego Comic-Con version of Devastator has finally broken cover.
Yep.
I don't know about you guys, but I noticed a hell of a lot of just nerd and geek culture websites on the internet this week that mysteriously had been sent a San Diego Comic-Con by Hasbro. They sent the entire convention to them. No, they sent them an SDCC Devastator. They sent them an SDCC Devastator, and so like all of these sites have put up these like glowing, gushing reviews of it, and they're like, "Oh, and by the way, we have the special SDCC version of the figure." I'm like, "I can tell because it's shiny." So, as I've been saying for a couple of months now, I actually have now pre-ordered the SDCC Devastator. Personally, for me, the shiny parts outweigh the Hasbro and Takara differences, and since the big guy is going to be displayed only in his combined form, I'm not really concerned about elbows and G1 guns.
And that's exactly right. If you're going to have this guy on your shelf next to Metroplex or whatever else in combined mode, then why even look at the Takara version? I think I've got the third party... the add-on kit that, we mentioned last week that Perfect Effect were doing add-on kits for both combined and individual modes. And if you're only going to display it in combined mode, which 90% of the fans will, then there's no need for the Takara one.
Yeah, I think so.
And I said the same thing about Jetfire. Back in previous lines, people would go running towards Takara because they had metallic paint or whatever else, or chrome on their figures, and Takara's the bomb, whatever else. As soon as Hasbro start doing it, some of it flaked. I won't deny that. I had the same issue.
I had no trouble with Jetfire.
Yeah, I had one issue only because I got a bit too close with a pair of scissors. But all of a sudden, why is Hasbro putting chrome and metallic paint on figures? They're only doing what Hasbro have done for 20 years, and all of a sudden it's blasphemy. What are you doing, Hasbro? We're going to go for the Takara version, which is plain Jane. So I don't understand it.
Let's talk about some Takara news then, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about some Takara Tomy news now that we've now that we've sort of alluded to Takara. It's actually very light on this week, but there was a I'm gonna call this the is MP28 or is it not? There's some noise going on.
Yeah, it's coming Bill's end.
What did I do? I didn't touch anything.
Are you moving your headphones around or something? Or?
No, I'm sitting perfectly still.
Oh, okay. Because it was like when you were speaking. Anyway, let's start again.
Oh, I opened the can.
Okay. All right, cool. So let's talk about some Takara Tomy news. There's not that much Takara news this week, but there is a new saga that I'm going to call the Is MP28 or Is It Not Going to Be Hound? A picture emerged this week with a very obvious silhouette of Hound with the lettering MP28 stamped over it. And because Takara likes to tease things with silhouettes, people have immediately assumed, oh my god, MP28's been announced as Hound. One problem, it was never actually announced, and that image did not appear to actually come from Takara Tomy.
And secondly, that a very similar image Bill posted the day before, which had...
Actually, it was the day after.
The day after had Wally, Galvatron, Scorponok,
MP28.
It just goes to show that like you can make anything look like it's official if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
So is MP28 going to be Hound and not, as we all thought, Ratchet? It's kind of hard to say. The picture in question does actually appear to have originated from a Taobao listing. In which the seller promises delivery within 12 days, so it may be the fastest delivered masterpiece ever.
Ever.
However, It does seem that nobody we know has actually been willing to take them up on the offer to sell them an MP28 so far. So we don't know whether or not it's actually happening. I think it's the fastest knockoff of a masterpiece ever because they've actually pre-knocked it off.
Oh, we're going to get to that later. But it's...
Well, no. Who was the hound?
There is a third party hound coming.
There's three of them.
There you go. So take your pick. Any one of those could be MP28.
I hope not, because none of them hit the mark.
Just fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, Bill, when I seen what you posted, because unless you actually hit the comments or whatever else to look, all I seen was the Galvatron.
Yeah.
Which is why I told you in Feb it was coming. And it's... By now, they should have the... It's out of CAD image. They should have the prototype done. I don't know what the hold-up is with Jazz. Again, in Feb, he was done. So, I'm going to say 28's Jazz now. If not 28, 29.
okay.
If not 29.
I'm just going to say we'll find out when we find out when it's actually announced. Yeah. Let's move on. There's no news
it'll,
here.
It'll link this to Bill and with your theory that third party is Takara.
That's true.
Can I just say that the title for the show is now going to be Masterpiece Wally?
I'll do it. Excellent. We had two third-party companies doing Ironhide / Ratchet.
Yeah.
Takara announced 2 weeks ago that they're doing MP27 is going to be Ironhide.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Transformers bring out their Jazz figure. And we've had the other Fans Toys and that other company bring out their both Hounds. So... If the next MP28 is either Hound or Jazz, then you can pretty much assure that Takara is running the show behind the scenes in the third party world, because they're putting the figures out for pre-order and CAD images, whatever else, and then they're getting a decent liking to it, and say, well, okay, we've had this in prototype for 6 months, let's bring it out. People want it, let's do it.
it's no coincidence. Let's put it this way. I mean, these companies almost have a sixth sense when it comes to releasing products, yeah?
And it's also, yeah, and it's weird that X-Transbots are doing, they've done Apollyon, and their next figure are two of the movie cons.
But
what about Cyclonus and Scourge?
And I think Bad Cube are doing Sunstreaker.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Let's just start talking about third party news.
Let's get into the third party, because so
Bad Cube's actually shown off prototype images of Sun Surge, which is the new masterpiece scale version of Sunstreaker. I don't know if you noticed that Bill foreshadowed that, but it's a nice looking figure.
The character never really interests me. I can
relate to that.
Yep.
Like, I've never really felt the need to own a masterpiece Sunstreaker, but you know what? I reckon it does look pretty good.
Now compare that to the other one that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. Not Skylinks, whatever. I think it starts with S. There's another
spin out.
No, it's not spin out, is it?
It's Omni.
Yeah, Omneronics or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compare the two, because I know that one's got a lot bigger ear wing things. I'm happy with Tiger Track.
Well, so yeah, I've got Tiger Track as well, and so like I don't really care. I don't think I need Sun Surge, but he's a nice looking figure. I actually think it's kind of interesting looking at the prototype that's put together there, because I think we heard from a couple of sort of behind the scenes reports that pieces were falling off the prototype
as they were
putting it together. And but if you look at it, like, there's such a texture on it. It's obviously all been 3D printed.
Mm.
So that's their prototyping phase is 3D printing now. They're not they're not going off and you know, putting things into a pre-production mold or anything. So I thought that was quite interesting, just because there is that obvious texture over it. I'm getting quite good at spotting 3D printed stuff.
Hey, you're pretty cool.
So it's just like G1 parts former.
Yeah. And that, yeah, they have shown him standing next to Tiger Track and next to Prowl, the masterpiece versions of them. And like, it does fit in with that size scale. It was always going to. So
yeah, and the base mode's the same. Like the car mode's the same. You just got the bigger engine intakes on the back and the head sculpt. So
Takara do have the license for Lambo. So I mean, it's no surprise they're using their B team to design these guys. So
it's just interesting to have Dr. Wu. No one's brought out a head sculpt change and an add on kit for Lambo, for Tiger Track. Sorry, to make him look like Sunstreaker.
That is actually that is a very good point, because like I was looking through Shapeways stuff for Transformers items today, and I'm really surprised that hasn't happened.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yep.
But well, I mean, it's
a, might it's suggest a completely... to a few of the people that I know that they go do that.
But it's like, I mean, it's no good in car mode, in alt mode though. It's a it's a different shape.
It's not too far off.
Speaking of different shape,
I mean, it's opposite end transformation. It's, you know.
sure, but like, but in car, I mean, there's no opposite end in car mode. It's the robot mode that's the problem.
Yeah.
And we didn't bring this up last week when we were looking at the BotCon photos. The Combiner Wars Sunstreaker they had in there. The foot or arm piece, whatever the hand or foot piece that comes with him, is designed to be the air intakes, just like this one. Yeah. They're pointing backwards. So instead of having air intakes on the back of the car, he's got thrusters.
Yeah,
I picked that up during the week, and
it'll be good. Like it's right. Good that to talk to Takara and giving these guys a go. Letting them do their own thing, you know what I mean? Because, like, as Jason said, it's just, I mean, if it is 3D printing, it's just a couple of, you know, almost nominee designers coming up with some ideas.
Yeah, and it's a great trial run for the technology and in the fandom, getting it out there and seeing what they can actually do with it. So,
well, that's what I mean. Like, and all this talk of, you know, a masterpiece Devastator, and look, you know, Gravity Builder comes out. So, you know.
Yeah, that's still a masterpiece Devastator.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, you guys, you know, keep saying, oh, Bill, put the tinfoil hat back on, but, you know, one day it's going to be like, wow, that crazy bastard was right.
Well, we haven't got... okay, we'll do add-on kits, okay. Yep, go.
Let's move on. So, Toy World is also... it's the week for everyone to show off their prototypes. Toy World has shown off a coloured prototype of TWD04, which I don't... Does it even have a name, or if they've just called it TWD04?
Yeah, there's no name associated to it at the moment.
I think that's a great move, because the names that the third-party companies give their bots are kind of crap.
And they normally end in slash or brackets, not sludge.
No, those aren't the official names. They don't call them not that.
But they did to start with.
No, that's what all the retailers call them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Toy World's slag is up. He's due in August, and just remember that all of the Toy World Dinobots combine. Though I think it's worth mentioning. I don't particularly care for Dinobots combining, but it is what it is. He is a really nice looking figure. It looks very much very G1. I like the gold chrome on him as well, and the silver chrome as well on the chest piece. Yeah, no, look, I don't really have that much of a problem with him. I think he's pretty good. You guys don't like him?
Combining Dinobots, man.
Yeah, okay. I'm on the Fans Toys bandwagon at the moment. Sever, I'm looking up for Sever, so
I think it's kind of amazing that like the fan base has had to like balkanize into whichever company's Dinobots we prefer.
Because none of them are interchangeable. Like,
but like I just think it's amazing that there are so many companies out there producing, and they are all producing high quality Dinobot Transformers.
There's 12.
Yeah.
There's 12 separate companies doing it.
But they like, it's. I think it's great. I think it's great that we can have a group where people are like, yeah, no, I want the Toy World ones. Nope, I want the Fans Toys ones. And, you know, that choice didn't exist a few years ago. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I can only, I don't know, Gigapower? I'm pretty sure that was a Toy World one that just came out not too long ago. I'm drawing a blank of who it actually was. I know a few people were getting them.
Sever?
Sever's Fans Toys. It's
Gutter.
Oh, Gutter. Yeah, Gutter.
Yeah. Look,
I think the crunch point will come with Grimlock, and unfortunately, because most of them are doing their own air quotes size scale. They feel compelled to do Grimlock when they don't really need to. They should just gone off MP8 or even MP8 with his platform shoes. because
with third party companies and enormous shoes?
Yeah, we've seen
ridiculous, but hey.
But it's like the guys that made the add-on kit for Combiner Wars Megatron. Like, let's raise him up by 10 centimeters.
My God, they look so out of proportion.
He looks fine. He looks fine with everything else except for the feet. Anyway,
he scales with MP10. That's the problem. A lot of people are putting him next to MP10 on the display because they either haven't got a Polyon or they haven't got MP5 because he's too big. And they go and build the shoes up.
But you don't need the shoes to put them next to MP10 anyway.
No.
Okay, so let's move on. There's a new Shockwave in town.
Finally, after 3 years, someone else has gone. Let's just ride off the coattails of.
So Fans Toys is supposed to be reissuing Quake Wave next year, but a new company called Cloud9 has made a figure called Quake Blast. Perhaps a little bit of a nod to Fans Toys there, but it is actually due out in the next couple of months. It is a masterpiece inspired Shockwave, and I don't think it looks bad. I think if I didn't already have Quake Wave, then you know I might be interested in this. But I mean, there's a lot of questions up in the air in terms of pricing, and they are a new company, so I would be cautious about the possibility of there being some QA defects in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see the hose in bot mode. There's a hole on the top, which is the same mistake that the original release of Quake Wave made. They had the hose on the top, not underneath.
Oh yeah, you're right too.
They did on the second run. They sent out a kit to interchange his forearm.
Yep.
So you can put the hose underneath. I've got the kit, but I never done it because I just sort of turn it to the side and it doesn't really worry me.
I got the kit too, and I was just like, "What the hell is that?"
Yeah, I'm not one for pulling figures apart just to.
Stick a hose in them.
Yeah, fix a mistake or something. Same thing if I got the original Apollyon. I wouldn't be pulling the shoulders apart just to fix
them. Nah, you wouldn't even take him out of the box.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, just put the whole box in. Yeah, because it's pulled out.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But, well, Shockwave is a pretty simple figure. Like, your head, the diamond-shaped head, the ears, the big, nice, lit-up, check the front on him.
That's true. So this,
we don't
this
know
version
how
of Shockwave does have a light up chest as well.
Yeah, that is okay. That's one thing that Quake Wave doesn't have and
doesn't need.
And the original figure didn't. The G1 figure never had a light up chest either. So, it's why you'd light that translucent plastic up when you could just have some nice etched detail in there, like Quake Wave and the original one does. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll get photos later on.
We shall. It's prototype time, so there's going to be a while. I must have thought the release of this was a little closer than it actually is because everyone else is saying the pricing and release date is not yet available. So yeah, it's a prototype stage. It's probably going to be another 6 months.
Yeah, mid 2016.
I'm sure we'll see it turn up again in the news in a few weeks' time.
And it'll just be interesting because by the time it's released, then Fans Toys will probably do their second release of Quake Wave, which is convenient. And
so there is also a knockoff of Quake Wave that is due in the next couple of months as well.
Yeah, that's that's really weird, because that news came out a week ago, and then a week later, all of a sudden, fans told us, hey, you like that Quake Wave? Well, we're going to pull we're going to dust off the bowls. We're going to do another lot. Like,
one of our you know, dummy companies said they were going to do a
and there was interest in it.
Come on.
And the price will be the big interesting factor there, because anyone that's gone on eBay trying to find a Quake Wave has seen it's 500 plus.
If
they don't do the reissue for under $200, then I'm calling bullshit on it.
Let's move on. There's going to be plenty of time to talk about Quake Wave and Quake Blast in the next few weeks. If you are a fan of kids' Logic figures, then TFW posted pictures of their Mechanation Starscream this week. If you're not familiar with the series, we're basically talking super deformed, fully articulated, but not transformable renditions of classic Transformers characters. So they're basically awesome action masters.
I wasn't going to put this in there, but that face sculpt is scary.
Yeah, so a lot of the kids' Logic, like the face sculpts are, the face sculpts are a bit, they look pretty evil with the LED eyes and stuff, but anyway, it is what it is. So Starscream is about 6 inches tall, has metallic paint finish, and light up eyes. I think that's the only part of him that lights up.
Nah, his thrusters on his heels light up too.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yep. Which you're only going to see if he's in some sort of flying pose. You're not going to see it if he's standing up. But
yeah. So, like I said, if you are a collector, and I know there are some people on the group who do like kids' Logic figures. I don't really have a place for them in my collection, but that's me.
Yeah.
So finally, add-on kits for Combinables Devastator are coming thick and fast from the third-party companies. Perfect Effect has set out two kits that have there's G1 guns, there's there's extra
elbows, and elbows, arms, booms,
and X2 Toys announced their kit today. The upgrades and the add-ons, they're fairly common between the sets, with forearms, hands, waists, and shoulders in the offing. But Perfect Effect will also do you a Prowlestator head for your Devastator, which will be cool. Except for the fact that Prowl is no longer part of Devastator in the comics, so that's over.
But he was once.
he was, and that's enough for someone to make a. That's enough for someone to make an accessory.
Do you guys think Prowlestator is going to be the new Energon X? Every time there's a Optimus Prime.
Unfortunately, Transformers Devastation has brought the axe back. I've seen Prime running around with that axe.
That's fine.
It's taken 30 years, but Prime finally has his axe back.
All right, so last in the third-party news, we've got Oratoi has got an Optimus Prime licensed figure coming out. It's coming into their Hero of Steel collection, and they're going to be showing it off at the 17th ACG show in Hong Kong, which I think is coming up in a few weeks' time. There's only a picture of the... I don't know if it's the box or it's a flyer or something, but it's not a straight up G1 Prime. It actually looks like he's possibly a little bit more inspired by one of the IDW designs, or possibly one of the classics designs, I think. He's been hitting the gym. it's pretty difficult to wage that battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons when you haven't had a workout.
Yeah,
I know he's seen some Armada in the legs and that, but I don't know.
I see what you mean.
Just the way the sort of the wheels are highlighted, they're big and sticky out the sides. But
Look, we will see what it ends up as.
It's odd that it's a licensed product from Hasbro to make it. I don't know what it's trying to fit into.
It doesn't have to fit into anything. It's their new product.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. All right, I think that's going to bring a close to the news section of the podcast. It's breaking news.
It's not breaking.
It can break if you wanted to.
Yeah, we did not mention that. That company starting with M has joined with Hasbro to do a Combiner Wars TV series on the.
There's a very good reason we didn't mention that.
Because it's bullshit.
No, you didn't. You didn't put it in the run sheet.
I didn't update it today.
Okay, so what Brad is talking about is the upcoming Combiner Wars, I'm going to say cartoon, that it will be made by Machinima.
I'm going to say animated miniseries.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That sounds good.
Because it's not going to be a free season run like the normal.
It can't be. They've said that it is going to be based on the Combiner Wars story as told in the comic books, but it's not going to be the comic book story, and it's not going to be motion comics. No. What I am actually interested to see is how they actually are going to produce it, because Machinima, as like a genre, is usually produced by using video games as the source material. And so, like, one of the best examples of Machinima is Red versus Blue, which was made using the Halo engine. They'd get the characters to move around in the game, and they'd just record the screen as the character was moving around, and then they'd dub over it. Mm-hmm. But they don't have a resource like that for Transformers.
Mm.
So I'm interested in seeing whether it's just going to be a new animated series that's going to be produced and air on the network, or if it's actually going to be produced using some kind of source material. Because I'll tell you what, if it's going to be a new animated series that is not already in production, then it's going to be another year, a year and a half before we see it, because that's how long it takes to animate a series.
Yeah, this thing would have to be in works for the last 12 months, 5-6 months or whatever to be coming out.
And I'll tell you what, they also didn't show any footage of it.
Yeah.
So, and plus, if it's actually already in production, then there would have been footage or at least a couple of production sketches, but there was nothing, man.
Yeah.
And plus, we got a new movie in 2017, so unless it's going to be out early next year, as we know, when the movies come along, animated, Prime, everything gets dropped, so...
So the other interesting thing with that, though, is that we know that Combiner Wars is moving to Titan Wars next year as well. So do they sort of miss the mark by bringing out a Combiner Wars series as they've moved the toy line on?
That's an interesting thing, because from what I'm hearing, then none of that Combiner Wars etchings or anything was supposed to be displayed at BotCon. That was a mistake made by someone.
Well, that's that's kind of a screw up, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a massive screw up. None of those wireframe images backdrops were supposed to be displayed at BotCon, which someone had to have sent them out to BotCon. So that's a monumental screw up if that's the case.
I think what I'm hearing is that there's probably a job going in Hasbro's marketing team.
It's a well-timed leak. Good on them.
Yeah.
Well played.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look, so that does bring the news section to a close. Yeah. Let's talk about let's go to our last section, which is new additions. What have we added to our collections in the last week or the last couple of weeks or so? And are you looking for a particular piece? Bill?
What did I get yesterday or the day before? I got the three little Legends figures.
Oh, yeah. There's new Legends at Target. They're $5 a piece. Cliffjumper, Skywarp, and Magnus Prime.
I'll be heading there tomorrow.
That's the first lot of retail figures I bought in a long time.
Mm.
$5 each, why wouldn't you?
$5. Like, seriously, you can't go wrong. Bargain! Yes.
What, is there something you're looking for, Bill?
I'm always looking, Jason.
Yeah, I kind of have that as well. Like, I've got my eBay searches queued up. So I had a great day out at Collector Mania last weekend, but my wallet didn't. I came home. It was kind of a third party kind of day. I came home with iGear, PPO5, W&M. Those are Ironhide and Ratchet.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Nice.
For some reason, they also got iGear's Cosmos. I don't really know why. I got a G1 Chrome Dome, which I had been looking for a particular set in my collection, and I got some loose animated figures as well. And
nice.
Not only that, the week before I went a little bit crazy on eBay and group sales, so I now have the main six Universe Generations Seekers,
nice,
along with some loose Generations Autobot cars like Prowl, Silverstreak, Sunstreaker, and Sideswipe, bunch of MicroMaster bases, bunch of MicroMasters. And an animated Ironhide, which I didn't even know. An animated Cybertron mode Ironhide, which I didn't know even existed.
It's a rat.
Damn, boy, you brought up.
I did.
Bang!
I've got
both of the Ratchet Ironhide Cybertronian mode, and they're a nice figure.
Hmm.
they're both identical. It's perfect Hasbro repaint material, but even when it come down to the weapon or the clip-on weapons for the fists, so one's life paddles and the other one's some sort of punching.
Are they rescue missiles?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Although we did not mention that with Victorion. They have removed the rescue war construction missiles from the two helicopters.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, which they couldn't do for defense or for hotspots. So, yeah.
All right. Anyway. So, Brad, what have you added to your collection?
Thanks to the generosity of some members in the club, I got a shipment this week of a lot of... Hey, man, this is good shit.
Did someone say crack?
Crack. Joel Freeman.
I didn't mention Joel. A lot of the movie legends, Transformers Prime Legends, and even some of the movie deluxes, which went onto the table at Nerdmania today and made a lot of kids happy. So I thank you guys, and again, put the call out if you have movie prime RID Legends figures that are just fuzzy. Someone expecting a phone call. If you got any of that sort of stuff, let me know. The club will buy it off you, because it definitely made the experience today at Nerdmania a lot better. A lot of kids were very happy to take home a little something. But apart from thanks to Wayne, Daryl, and Sean Buchanan, he done up a new Transformers TCCA Prime, which was good today because the other ones are stuck in postage, so I didn't get them in time. Today, I got, Bill, a mint-in-sealed box Transformers Beast Wars Transmetal Optimus Primal.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, the box, it's had a little bit of water damage, I reckon if I can sort of press out, I'll get it back into its square shape.
Mm-hmm.
But he's ring tied in there, and he looks good. Roy, dropping it.
He's just dropped it as well.
It's a bit of corner wear.
one of the corners is a bit fuzzy. Roy, one of our Vic reps, he had a couple of the Beast Machines. He had Cheetor. There was the red Megatron that came out that had the water pistol arm and that there, but I couldn't drop the hammer on that.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't get them. Friday was yesterday. I got MP09 Takara.
Nice.
Rodimus.
Wow, very nice. Very nice.
I'm sorry, I'm forgetting your name. They posted it on the group. For some reason, I went on a minute after that post was put up. And because, unfortunately, my iPad is facing obsolescence, I'm sitting there and went to comment, and I'm just getting a blank screen. I'm going, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And finally, after a minute, it come up, sold, PMing. PM'd him, yep, can't pay until next Tuesday. Yep, no worries, let's do it. And
beautiful.
So I want to ask, are you ever tempted, like when you see someone post something that you want in a for sale thread in the group, are you ever tempted to just delete it?
Yeah, and take it for yourself.
Because I know it's not really an issue, but I know you get a lot of people, they'll come on half an hour later and go, oh, how did I miss this? Or
it's like me, basically, is what you're saying.
But it was sort of one of those things, like, done it within 5 minutes. I'd done it, talked to him, and he said, rightio, no worries, deal done, I'll delete the post. And no one else had liked commented on it, so no one probably even knew it existed, because I said to him, so I was probably, it might be best if you delete the sales post now that we've done a deal, because you're going to start having people come on and go, oh, will you take this for it? Oh, always miss the good stuff and everything else. And it's one of those things, man. You just got luck of the draw, you just got to be on there, so...
Right place, right time.
By next week, I hope to have, I'll have MP Rodimus or Hot Rod in...
Is he sealed?
No. Not loose. Got all his accessories and that. It doesn't come with packaging, which doesn't concern me because that's one less box I have to try and find somewhere to stash.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was only $200, so I was happy with that. And that is, apart from Bumblebee, that is my masterpiece collection done.
Nice. Very nice.
So...
We should have like a special sound effect we can play when someone completes a collection in this segment.
The Mario coin.
The poker wind sound or something. Mm.
Yeah. Mario collecting the coin.
Yeah. All right, look, I think that's about it. We are going to bring the podcast to a close. It is the end of the podcast for another week.
Is it really?
So much for an hour.
We went to like an hour and 10, I think.
My bad.
I think that's fine. Thank you for listening. If you have made it all the way through the show, then thank you.
You're very brave.
You are very brave, and there will be a special reward at the end of the closing credits for you. So I'm told.
If you're a Doctor Who fan, maybe.
All right. Any shameless plugs? Where can listeners find you, Bill?
Hi. Yes, on Facebook.
Bill is the big flaming H.
That's right, flaming.
You can find me on Twitter at JM77. You also find me in the group. I changed my avatar for the Facebook Pride celebration a couple of weeks ago, and now I don't know how to change it back.
I was going to say, a lot of people still got that.
You just got to go and upload your old photo.
Yeah, I have to find the old photo to upload it. So for now, I'm the rainbow-colored Jason in the group. I'll be pretty easy to spot because I tend to like everything and then post on everything in there. But, you know, I'm pretty easy to find. Or you can find me on Twitter at JM77. Brad.
Yep, Bostron Prime on
Burptron Prime.
Burptron Prime. Send us a PM if you want to get in contact with me. I'm on the group daily. Twitter at Brad Mull or at Transformers CCA.
Jolly good show, chaps.
Jolly good show. Yes, I think it was a marvellous show. Yes, excellent.
Marvels.
All right. Yes. Yes. Rather. All right. Good job, everyone. And TCCA out.
Bye.
Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Off the Shelf, the voice of the Transformers Collectors Club Australia. For further information, check out Facebook, where we have our Off the Shelf page. Hit like, or even check out the Transformers Collectors Club Facebook group. Any and all feedback is more than welcome. You can send email to transformerscca@gmail.com. or head on over to iTunes and leave us a review there. Also, Podbean have a review section where you can rate us, and that way we get out to more people. Till all are one.
Let's talk about some Takara news then, shall we?
Yes.
But before we do, I just need to put the brakes on because I need to zip off to the toilet. I'll be back in a minute.
I do too.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, toilet break.
Bill, talk to yourself.
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of boring here, actually. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Something, Lionel Richie. Something, sunglasses.
Can I get any of you drinks?
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Zappy.
Girl, this is me. I live on the twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls. There's nothing else that own this world.
It's great, isn't it?
God, what is going on?
I do not know.
All right, let's keep going, shall we? I love the way we avoid copyright on those things.
That's right. All right.